Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, led a hearing today on the state of Social Security in the United States. Sheldon called Social Security the bedrock of retirement security and the nation's most effective anti-poverty program. Kathleen Romig, director of Social Security Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, stressed the value of Social Security during the hearing.
Social Security lifts more than 22 million people out of poverty, including 1 million children. Without Social Security, 38% of older adults would be in poverty, all else equal. With Social Security, only 10% are.
With growing inequality, recession, and an aging population, the demands of Social Security are rapidly outstripping the tax revenue put aside for it, to the extent that Stephen Goss, chief actuary of the Social Security Administration, predicted reserve depletion by 2034, less than 12 years away. Goss reminded that committee that this is not the first time that the U.S. has found itself in this position. In 1983, to deal with Social Security shortfalls in the face of a slowed post-baby boom birth rate, the Social Security amendments were enacted, increasing payroll taxes. At the time, these measures were considered a temporary fix, but were intended to cover shortfalls through to 2060. Instead, Goss said, immediate action is needed now. According to him, this is because, while Americans' average earnings actually increased more than was predicted, this gain was unevenly distributed.
The increase for those over the taxable maximum, the top 6% of workers, was 62%, while it was only a 17% increase for the 94% of workers who were having earnings below the taxable maximum, a massive shift in the earnings distribution. As a result, the share of covered earnings that fell below our taxable maximum and therefore are subject to payroll tax dropped from 90% in 1983 to 82.5% in 2000.
The nation's most wealthy, say Democrats, are not paying their fair share. Amy Hanauer, the executive director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, said that through the year 2000, Social Security funding was continually generating surplus, setting up for the baby boomers' retirement and replacement by lower birthrate generations. However, Bush and Trump-era tax cuts shrunk the top income tax rate in half, gutted the estate tax, and created or ignored tax loopholes that allowed individuals to claim zero taxable income. This has resulted in years of consecutive and alarming deficit, as well as a greater share of the burden being shouldered by poor and middle-income families. Hanauer presented the Medicare and Social Security Fair Share Act, sponsored by Senator Whitehouse in April, as a possible remedy.
The Medicare and Social Security Fair Share Act would require the richest Americans to pay taxes on nearly all of their income to fund these programs, just as most middle-class Americans already do. It does this by applying the Social Security tax to earned income over $400,000, increasing the top rate of the Medicare tax, and treating investment income of the richest Americans the same as their earnings from work. The bill would raise taxes on just 2% of taxpayers. Virtually all of those would be within the richest 5%, and 93% of the total increase would be paid by the richest 1% alone.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle agreed that Social Security is both essential for most Americans and in dire need of support, but conservatives on the committee insisted that taxes on the rich alone would not save Social Security. Instead, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley suggested that, quote, a better option would to be instead repeal the Manchin-Schumer reconciliation law's expensive and regressive new tax subsidies and credit the savings to the Social Security Trust Fund. Senator Whitehouse ended the meeting by emphasizing his readiness to work with his Republican counterparts and welcomed any questions. His Medicare and Social Security Fair Share Act is scheduled to go before the Senate Committee on Finance. I'm Jacques Labarga-Martel, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.